Hello and welcome to the latest installment of PSG Talking. I'm your host Ed, and on today's show, we're going to be discussing some of the recent news and rumors surrounding the club, including some potential transfer updates. We've got some injury news we got to discuss, and a whole lot more. We'll also have Jonathan Johnson from CBS Sports on later to discuss the matchup against Barcelona in the Champions League and some transfer news as well. But first, let me remind you to subscribe to this show, PSG Talking, so you don't miss future episodes. And leave us a review if you can. Also, visit PSG Talk Extra Time on Substack for PSG columns from PSG Talk contributors. And of course, visit PSGTalk.com for all your latest PSG news. All right, as you know, PSG wasn't in action this week because it's international break time. And that's where I want to start, because our biggest fear heading into these breaks is always injuries. We saw it a lot with Neymar and some other players in recent years. So, and especially at this time of year, when PSG, they're competing in the Champions League, they've got the Coupe de France that they're competing in, they're at the top of Ligue 1, they want to maintain that league. So three major trophies there, and the players now are going on a break that represent their national team. So you always have your fingers crossed, hoping for no injuries, but that wasn't the case. So let's get into it. Bradley Barcola was playing for the France under-23 side when he was subbed off in a friendly against the Ivory Coast in the 25th minute with what looked like and is a hamstring injury. We all knew it. There was the pictures on social media of him sort of clutching his hamstring, and everyone knows exactly what that means. So PSG Hub, our friend PSG Hub on Twitter X, he shared reporting from Fabrice Hawkins that indicated that Barcola will be out for roughly 10 days, which means he's going to miss the away match at Marseille this Sunday, the Coupe de France semifinal against Stade Rennais, and he's likely going to miss the tie, the first leg of the tie against Barcelona in the quarterfinals of the Champions League on April 10th. That's longer than 10 days, but of course, with a hamstring injury, you're out for 10 days. You sort of have to ramp back up. You want to make sure that there's no, further damage that can be done. So significant blow to PSG's tacky. I don't think you can understate that. Barcola, while he has been struggling a little bit as of late, he's proven to be an immense player. He actually scored that brilliant goal against Real Sociedad in the round of 16. We all remember that. I'm holding out hope that maybe he can recover quickly. PSG's medical staff has really been on the ball this season. Could he recover quick enough and at least be available to Luis Enrique as a player on the bench? You could bring him on as a sub against Barcelona. That's about, I think, the best that PSG supporters could hope for at this point. But again, you never want to rush a hamstring injury, because it can go from 10 days sideline to several months. He may not play the rest of this season. He may, have to wait for next season, because with a hamstring injury, you just really never know and you need to be careful. So I don't want to rush him. As much as I know PSG's attack needs him, we can't rush this. Luckily, PSG should have some decent options to deploy against Barcelona in the attack should Barcola not be available. Of course, Kylian Mbappe is a very nice player to have leading your attack. Ousmane Dembele, he's going to be eager to go up against his former club. Love to see him get a goal there. And then in as far as the third attacking option, Luis Enrique could opt for Gonzalo Ramos or Randal Colomwani. Those seem to be the two players leading the charge. You have Asensio as well, but I really think it's going to be Ramos or Colomwani. And I think that Luis Enrique is going to lead more towards going with the Portugal international Ramos. But I think the manager is likely, he's going to give both players the opportunity to convince him between now and April 10th. Whichever player is in the best form, I think, is going to ultimately get the start. Again, I think it's going to be Ramos. I think he's in a little bit better form. I think he's a type of player that Luis Enrique will like. He's a goal poacher. And I think against Barcelona, sometimes you have to win ugly. And I like having a player like Ramos who can get in front of the goal and score a little tap in or be in the right position for a cross or to just capitalize off of all the attention that Mbappe is going to attract in that game. So I like Ramos, but hey, Colomwani's got plenty of quality. The transfer fee was certainly large enough, so I want to give Colomwani an opportunity here. He's going to have it. Again, Marseille, you got Rennes and the Coupe de France. So we'll have plenty of opportunities for both players to prove themselves, and may the best man get the starting slot against Barcelona. All right, let's change. Let's go over to Kylian Mbappe because he made some news during the international break. He was asked about his future, as he always is, and he actually gave a response. He said, quote, "I didn't announce anything because I had nothing to announce. I always said that when I have something to say, I'll come and introduce myself like a man. If I didn't, it's because I have nothing to announce." Mbappe has this great way of saying a lot of words, but at the same time, not really saying anything of substance, right? He's, he's opening the door to a lot of speculation as well with those comments. And so just a quick kind of scan through social media, you see people who are, will hear his comments and assume that a deal with Real Madrid isn't done. And maybe there's a chance that he'll come back to PSG, or maybe he'll go elsewhere, Liverpool, who knows. So you got some people who think that, you know, others hear it and think that, you know, a deal is definitely done, but Mbappe just doesn't want to derail PSG season by making a public comment at this point. And so for me, I think what's going on here is that Mbappe is likely still negotiating the terms of his contract with Real Madrid. Again, remember, this is a lot of money that we're talking about. You've got image rights. You've got a whole lot going on in this contract. And so I think that in addition to that, we also know that there's some loose ends that Mbappe is going to need to tie up at PSG in terms of money that he has said that he will forego and leave to the club, bonuses and that sort of thing. So there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of lawyers. There's a lot of negotiating. There's a lot of back and forth. And so I sort of take Mbappe at his words here that there's really nothing to announce, because until he signs the dotted line, nothing is done, right? There's nothing done. So there's nothing to announce. So I think that he's taking that quite literally. But with that said, I don't think that he's not going to Real Madrid. I think all signs are pointing to that. All the reporting is indicating that he will go to Real Madrid. But I think that contract is sort of a sticking point right now. And there's another interesting story that kind of ties into all this. And that is that Real Madrid does not intend to release any of their players for the Olympics, including, you know, they've got Eduardo Camavinga, Ferland Mendy. And then there was this report in The Athletic that stated that Mbappe does intend to play in the Summer Games, the Summer Olympics, which, as we all know, will be hosted in Paris. So you could see why it means a lot to Mbappe to represent France in the Olympics in his home city. It sort of is all coming together. It's sort of even difficult to imagine an Olympics in Paris and Mbappe is nowhere to be found. Now, maybe he'll, you know, some kind of ribbon cutting or, you know, presenting or be in the stands or something. I'm sure he'll make some sort of presence. But I think if you ask him in his heart of hearts, Mbappe wants to be on the pitch competing, representing his country and winning a gold medal. And so there's been further reports that have come out that indicate that the likelihood of Mbappe playing in the Olympics is dwindling. It's going down. So this really does, it seems to be a point of contention between Mbappe and Real Madrid. And back to my earlier point, again, there's a lot to negotiate, and this is probably something that they're negotiating. Could it keep the Frenchman from joining Real Madrid this summer when his contract at PSG expires? Probably not. Okay, anyone listening is hoping and grasping at straws. This is probably not going to keep Mbappe from going to Real Madrid. But if Mbappe feels passionately about representing France in the Euros this summer and at the Olympics, and Real Madrid are basically saying, look, you can do the Euros, but no Olympics. We're just not going to allow it. I would say that the two sides are probably not starting their relationship on the best of terms, right? Because Mbappe is passionate about playing the Olympics and Real Madrid are just not allowing it. And this is not something that Mbappe is going to be used to. At PSG, it's sort of whatever Mbappe wanted, right? The club is more than willing. I think if Mbappe said, hey, I'll sign a 2-3 year contract as long as I can play in the Olympics, I think PSG would be like, absolutely. No problem at all. And so I suppose as a PSG supporter, you could hope that maybe that situation comes about. Maybe if more stories come out and Real Madrid are just simply putting their foot down, could PSG say, we'll let you play in the Olympics. You could take the first month of the Ligue 1 season off to recover and all of that. Sign a 2-year deal and you get everything that you want. I guess maybe there's a chance that could happen, but it certainly feels unlikely at this point. But let's keep an eye on it. I think it's something I'm going to be keeping an eye on. We'll probably talk about it in further podcasts because I do think, along with those image rights, there are certain things that I think Mbappe's not willing to budge on. And we all know at Real Madrid that the club is more important than any player. So we'll have to keep an eye on that, see what happens, see what ends up developing. And then we have more PSG and Real Madrid news. ESPN reported that Real Madrid are really focusing on signing Mbappe, getting him to actually sign on the dotted line, sign that contract. Along with Mbappe, they are focusing on Bayern Munich's Alphonso Davies, the Canada international. And so this report from ESPN reveals that some at Real Madrid aren't sure that now is the right time to go after Leo's Lenny Euro. The teenager center back who's just jumped off the screen every time I've seen him, and he's been fantastic. He's been rumored. I think Chelsea is another club, but we know that PSG are really they prefer him, and I've said that he's got to be the first player that PSG signed this summer if he's available, whatever it costs, because Euro would be instant starter at PSG. He's young. He's a Frenchman. He's everything that the PSG are looking for right now. Would add some much needed depth at that back line that we really need. We know, Skriniar a little bit older, a little bit slower. We know Marquinhos. He may be departing this summer. We don't know what's going to go on with him. And so if Real Madrid, if they're turning their attention elsewhere, if this Mbappe contract gets dragged out and they're worried about signing Davies, maybe another club comes in and they got to get into a bidding war for him. If PSG could kind of swoop in, sign Lenny Euro, this would be just a major boost to PSG's transfer business this summer if they don't have to compete against Real Madrid for his signature. So at least for now, that's good news for PSG. So we'll have to see if they can ultimately get this deal over the line. It would just be fantastic. And so we'll wrap this up. That's just some of the latest news. And we'll have Jonathan Johnson on in just a bit for some more transfer news and get his thoughts on other things involving PSG. But before we get to him, I do want to look ahead. I mentioned earlier Sunday's clash against Marseille at the Stade Vélodrome. Marseille have dropped to 7th in the table, and they are out of a place in Europe next season. PSG, they could further add to their misery with a commanding win at their stadium. We know what that atmosphere will be like. We know PSG players will likely be pelted with bottles on every corner kick. We know the fans and the TIFO and the fans are going to be loud and how raucous that stadium can get. And so I think for that reason, I think that this is a great test mentally for PSG as they look ahead and they prepare for Barcelona in the Champions League. We know what the Camp Nou could be like. We know we've seen previous versions of PSG just completely collapse in that stadium. We've also seen PSG play well. But we know that it's intimidating. And so we know that PSG's form this season in the Champions League, when they have to travel, for the most part, I thought, away at Real Sociedad, they play well, but away at Newcastle, not great. Away at AC Milan, not great. So PSG do need to build their confidence when they go to hostile atmospheres. And I think one of the toughest ones for them that they're going to face all season is going away to Marseille. I know I mentioned they're 7th in the table. Maybe they're not playing the greatest, but make no mistake about it. They will be up for this match. The fans will be up for that match. It's going to be intense. And so on Sunday, I want to see a convincing professional win. I want to see that in every game, but especially in this one. I want the mistakes limited. I don't want to give up any cheap goals. I don't want any mistakes. I want sound defending, and I want goal scoring chances created. I don't want to see us get bogged down, passing the ball around, and no one making any moves. Love to see Dembele get forward and do what he does. I'd love to see Mbappe score in likely his last trip to Marseille. So we need to score goals. We need to create chances, limit the mistakes. I want to see Gianluigi Donnarumma. He's been playing great. I want to see him continuing that, building that confidence. He needs to have a solid game. And then, as I mentioned before, Gonzalo Ramos, Randall Colomwani, both of them, I expect we'll see some minutes. I'm not sure who's going to start in that one. But we need to determine who's going to start against Barcelona. So both of them are going to get an opportunity. Let's see who grabs opportunity and see what they can do with it. I'd also like to see a return to form for Manuel Ugarte. This is a player who got off to just a hot start. We were all just applauding his efforts on the pitch. What a great signing. And then he's regressed over the last few months. And so I just think he's too good of a player to have this kind of dip in form for this long. And so I think he could just provide so much to this squad. We talk about limiting the defensive mistakes. Having a defensive midfielder like Ugarte when he's at the top of his game, he can help that back line. And so he's been very inconsistent as of late. I want to see him get back on his game. I don't know if that means he'll start against Barcelona, but I think that it would go a long way to solidifying his position. There's been some rumors that he maybe would be sold this summer. I don't really buy that. I think he still has a place in this team. I think he's young enough. I think he'll get it. But let's start to turn things around. So I want to see if he gets an opportunity to play. I would love to see him start to turn things around. So we'll recap the Marseille match. I guess I should maybe give a prediction for this one. We'll go with 3-1 PSG. 3-1 PSG against Marseille. Maybe an Mbappe brace, and maybe Gonzalo Ramos gets on the board. Let's go with that. That seems like a likelihood, something that could happen. And we'll give Marseille a goal. So 3-1 to PSG. Nice win there. And of course, we'll recap what really happens against Marseille and then preview the Coupe de France semifinal against Rennes probably this weekend. Maybe we'll have Ethan, or I'll ask around some of the other contributors, see who's available. So let's pause there for now and get to Jonathan Johnson. Now, full disclosure, my internet has been down for much of this weekend. Utility work, someone cut my cord, the internet cord, and I had no internet. So I had to scramble a little bit. I wasn't able to interview JJ, obviously, with no internet. So I was able to send him some questions. And he was able to graciously answer them and sent in the audio. So we're going to splice in his just kind of talking and answering my questions. We're going to splice in that audio here at the end of this podcast so you can listen to him. So without further ado, here is Jonathan Johnson from CBS Sports with your latest international break PSG update.
Hey there, everybody. Jonathan Johnson here of CBS Sports, just checking in with the latest from PSG during the first international break of the year. Got a couple of questions and topics to get into, so I'll go through those. First of all, Nottingham Forest's Murillo, and should he be a plan B target if Forest go down? For me, honestly, I think PSG are now at a point where they don't need to be looking potentially at sort of backup options, especially sort of through the glasses of a future without Kylian Mbappe past the end of this season. I think given sort of the budgetary constraints that Mbappe's departure would lift from PSG, I don't think any of the targets that the PSG go for should be considered sort of plan B territory anymore. I think PSG need a couple. And when I say a couple, you know, I really do mean just a very small number of specifically sort of hand-picked targets. You know, I don't think the squad needs an overhaul in the same way that it has in recent years. I think it's more now a question of fine-tuning. I mean, you look at the return that Luis Enrique is getting from a very newly assembled squad this season, you know, into a Champions League quarterfinals, into the Coupe de France semi-finals, comfortable at the top of Ligue 1. For me, it's a question about specifically identifying somebody who can strengthen each position on the pitch. And when I say each position on the pitch, goalkeeper, defender, midfield, and attack. And then sort of seeing how the squad looks, once those potentially four players have been added to it. Obviously, you know, great opportunities can surface at any given time. But I don't think that PSG should really, you know, be in a position where they need to look at Plan B opportunities. You know, these players need to be specifically selected to strengthen the squad in specific ways. And if they are not sort of, you know, top of Luis Campos's list, you know, then I don't think necessarily that they're a player that PSG should be, you know, spending money on. I think my reaction to PSG drawing Barcelona in the Champions League quarterfinals was one of slight inevitability. I think it's been a couple of years now since PSG have come up against Barca. Obviously, last time out was very early days in Mauricio Pochettino's time in charge. PSG by far the better team over the two legs, and that showed in the aggregate score. And, you know, I still think that PSG are a better team overall. Obviously, Barcelona have sort of hit upon a bit of improved form recently, despite the fact that Xavi announced that he would be, or he intends to leave at the end of the season a couple of months ago. So I do think it's perhaps a little trickier than it perhaps would have seemed a couple of weeks ago. But equally at the same time, I think you look at the side of the draw that PSG are on, you know, the potential route to the final. I think you've got to feel that that is very favourable for PSG to reach at least the semi-finals, if not better. I actually think that had it been the other way around, Atleti and then potentially Barcelona, I think that could have been a little trickier because Atleti are a club that PSG haven't, you know, come up against in recent times, you know, certainly under Diego Simeone. So I think that that, you know, is perhaps something that PSG can perhaps be grateful for, and Barcelona following on from Sociedad, you know, would be good preparation, I think, for PSG to potentially, you know, really make a serious go of reaching the finals. Because let's face it, this is the best opportunity PSG have had in a long, long time, certainly since the last time they were in the semi-finals when they got knocked out by Man City, you know, to get that far, if not better, you know, and I think that this is a really, really big opportunity for PSG. And despite Barcelona having some very good individual talents and some excellent youngsters coming through as well, you know, I think there's a bit less drama surrounding the fixture now than there would have been a couple of years before. Certainly it would have been an absolute circus had Messi still been at the club. So I think, you know, with Luis Enrique leading PSG now, obviously having led Barca to their last and most recent Champions League success, you know, I do think that it is a good time for PSG to come up against Barca, and PSG can consider themselves in a winnable position, I think. In terms of how this fixture might play out for Ousmane Dembele, I do think that Dembele has a point to prove to Barca. You know, he was always sort of considered expendable, despite having been brought in as, you know, a key figure sort of in the post-Neymar era. So I do think that he'll be motivated and want to show his best form and show Barca what they're missing. That said, I don't think really, you know, it'll be that much different for him, you know, than it would have been in any other big game. I think, you know, it's obviously it's a huge fixture. Once you get into the Champions League quarterfinals, the semi-finals, the occasion is just so big. It doesn't matter whether you're coming up against a former club or not. You know, I don't think that will impact Dembele necessarily any more or less in terms of, you know, sort of the way that he might approach it or the effort that he puts in. You know, I think that he'll be really motivated for such a big game. And as we've seen, you know, since he joined PSG, his best performances tend to come in the on the big occasions. So hopefully he reserves his best for that. And I'm very much looking forward to the two legs. Again, sort of on transfer talk, sort of in terms of Gonzalo Ramos's future, whether it would be a mistake to allow him to leave, I do think it would be a mistake. I think Ramos has shown when he's given time and a run in the team, you know, he can be dangerous in front of goal. He's still got that clinical edge that he had when he was at Benfica. So I think that it would be short-sighted of PSG to not keep him and see if they can get the attacking setup to work once Kylian Mbappe moves on. You know, I think the bigger question mark actually for me was probably more Randall Colomwani at this moment in time, given how he'd sort of fallen down the pecking order. I know just before the international break that, you know, Ramos obviously missed a big opportunity to really stake his claim for a place. But it, you know, it does feel like when he's given more and more opportunities, he does tend to take them. He does keep scoring. You know, I think that he will continue to be prolific as long as he's given opportunities by Luis Enrique. So no, for me, I think it would be a mistake to allow Gonzalo Ramos to leave this summer. I think he deserves a greater chance to stake his claim for a long-term future at PSG. And in terms of Hakimi, you know, whether I see him staying long term or going to Real Madrid, I find it difficult to think that Real Madrid would be able to pull off a raid on any club, let alone PSG, for two players. You know, I think it'll already be painful enough for PSG to see Kylian Mbappe potentially going there. So I do think that PSG will do their best to try to keep Hakimi. The one thing that I would say is that I think whatever decision PSG and Hakimi make next, they have to be absolutely sure that it is going to be, you know, sort of the best for all parties concerned. Obviously, Hakimi's had his issues away from the pitch. His form has been up and down as well, more down than up since the Africa Cup of Nations earlier this year. And obviously he would be one of you know, PSG's better paid players, especially when you look at the new salary layout once you take Mbappe out of the equation. So, you know, I think you'd have to consider sort of his importance to the team, which obviously on his day and in form, you know, he remains hugely important and has had some excellent games under Luis Enrique. But equally at the same time, right back is, or that sort of right wing-back role has been fairly problematic for PSG, and I would like to see there be greater competition for places there in the future. It's a shame, I feel, sort of what's happened with Mukiele, where he clearly doesn't really seem to be considered an option to be relied upon by Luis Enrique, yet there's going to be a scenario in the Champions League against Barcelona in the first leg where Hakimi is suspended, is unable to play, and you could potentially have PSG lining up with Warren Zaire-Emery playing out of position, which not only weakens the midfield, but also potentially impairs his ability to have a very good performance in such a big game. And you do hope that sort of Mukiele gets the opportunities to potentially stake his claim to play in that game, because I think it's important that a natural right back or somebody familiar with the right wing back role is able to play there instead of asking somebody to play out of position. And you know, should Hakimi be allowed to move on, or PSG look to recoup you know, some of the money they spent on him, then I think that PSG really would need to completely rebuild that right wing back position, similarly to the way that the you know, the left side was taken care of when Nuno Mendes was injured. Then you had Luca Hernandez come in, and now you've suddenly got you know, two solid left back options, but you've also got somebody who can play in the center as well at times when needed. So in terms of sort of PSG, coming back to PSG Barcelona and looking at PSG potentially taking somebody like a Yamal or Kubasi in the future, for me, I think it is very risky to pay such a big amount of money for either of those two talents. Don't get me wrong, they're fantastic youngsters, and they look like they're going to have very bright futures in the game. However, you look at sort of the minimum fee release clauses, you look at Barcelona's position as well, and that sort of transfer is exactly the sort of thing that would aid Barcelona to rebuild themselves. And I'm not saying that PSG should deprive themselves potentially of being able to sign a very talented player who they could build towards the future with, just for the sake of watching Barcelona suffer more. But it feels like, you know, Barcelona would sell to the highest bidder if it secures their sort of medium-term future. And I think whoever would sort of pay the minimum fee release clause for a player like that, which is logically the only way that would probably happen, I think it would be paying over the odds, despite, you know, how talented these two youngsters in particular are. With regards to some of the other rumoured transfer targets at the moment, Luis Diaz, PSV's Bakayoko as well, I do think those kind of players are interesting. They are the kind of profiles that I think PSG could benefit from potentially adding. Obviously, there's a lot of competition for the signature of the likes of Bakayoko, who's been linked with a number of clubs, notably in the Premier League as well. I think PSG should sort of investigate that kind of signing. I can see why they would as well. But equally, at the same time, I don't know if I would pay over the odds for somebody like that when you look at some of the talent that PSG have already assembled. In the current squad, sort of out wide, it's going to be very difficult with or without Mbappe to sort of break in ahead of Dembele and now Barcola as well. But equally, at the same time, if Luis Enrique feels like he needs a bit more width and would like to play with a bit more width, certainly with an eye towards next season, then, you know, that kind of profile, I can certainly see why it would be of interest to PSG. So yes, I think that is the kind of profile that PSG might be considering ahead of the summer. But equally, I still think that the priority will be a centre-back, so the likes of Lenny Yoro, and also a midfielder who could really act as the glue sort of behind Warren Zaire-Emery, so a Bruno Guimaraes, that kind of figure. Those are sort of what I would suggest are the two most pressing priorities ahead of the summer, and then potentially sort of thinking about the goalkeeper position as well as attacking reinforcements. So that's all for this international break update. Thanks a lot for having me, and looking forward to the next one.